little cicada's thorax is tingling with desire. He's heard the mating call of a female, and he's about to have himself a grand old time. Well, so he thinks. Ouch. Sorry, little Lothario. Looks can be deceiving. Our six-legged lover boy was just eaten by a spotted predatory katydid. This devilish grasshopper mimics the mating call of a female cicada to lure in the fellas. Then instead of having a hot night, the male cicada becomes a hot meal. All this talk of food is making me hungry. Lucky for me, fear is everywhere in the forest. Here amongst the trees, predators disguise themselves as their prey to lure them in. This behavior is known as aggressive mimicry. You humans are lucky you don't have mimic predators. But then again, if you did, how would you know? So prick up your ears and listen well. Please, feel free to be very afraid. Presents Bad Vibes, starring Justin McElroy, created by Jake Emanuel and Willie Block. This week's tale, Shifter.
You have arrived at your destination.
Hi, Dante?
Yeah, Dante Harris. I'm here for an interview.
It's a pleasure to meet you. I'm Melinda. We spoke on the phone. Have a seat. I see you found the place okay?
Yeah, I gotta turn around on one of those backwoods roads. This place really is in the middle of nowhere.
Our location here was chosen for its discretion. This interview may be a bit unconventional, but Armadex tends to be that way.
Yeah. I'd never heard of you. What is it that you do exactly?
We're a scientific research facility. We run a low profile. We like to know everything about you before we bring you in. You can look inside if you want. You haven't had a trip to the principal's office or a phone call we don't know about.
Huh. How'd you even get this photo?
We got it. So, Mr. Harris, you don't need to tell me anything about yourself or why you think you'd be a good fit for the position. We know all about your history as a police officer and that you were let go. But you're good at what you do, and we think you'd be a great addition to the security team. However, we did have one issue we wanted to discuss. Why were you let go?
It doesn't say that in your papers.
We want to hear it from you. In your own words.
They wanted me to snitch on my partner.
But he was guilty, wasn't he? Of killing that kid?
I didn't talk about it then. I'm not starting now. Does this mean I don't get the job?
Actually, you're exactly what we're looking for. Someone who is loyal and discreet. However, in order to move forward, we need you to sign this NDA. Just on the bottom line.
Okay.
All set. Okay. Welcome aboard.
You're right. This interview was very unconventional.
Well, the job is mundane enough. You'll be starting tonight. Let me show you around.
Whoa, this gate is massive. What do you have back there, a T-Rex?
No. We just take our security seriously. The gate is electric. Nothing goes in or out unless you have a key card. It surrounds the entire property. Gig's real simple. All you're doing is guarding a building.
Okay. I can handle that.
This is the warehouse. No one's allowed in or out who doesn't have clearance, including you. It's an armed post. We'll provide you with a handgun. Now, if you see anyone else on the property, restrain them and call me immediately. This is private property.
Lead the way.
Two guards to a shift. You'll be working with Lefty tonight. Any questions?
Yeah. Can I see inside?
This is very important for you to understand. Never, under any circumstances, are you authorized to enter the warehouse. No matter what you hear coming from inside. Is that clear?
Copy that, boss.
All right. Have a good shift.
Hey.
You must be the new guy.
You must be Lefty.
That's right.
So, Lefty, what were your parents thinking?
Probably not the same thing you are.
It's quiet out here.
Yeah. And there are times that I love it and times that I don't. Lots of time to think, but too much thinking, you drive yourself crazy.
Let me ask you something.
Shoot.
How long you been working this gig?
About a year. Never had any trouble. Job's easier than a stroll through the park. But every now and then, you do hear some strange noises coming from in there.
Like what?
Stick around long enough, you'll see.
Got any idea what's in there?
Drugs. Secret government experiments. Aliens. Doesn't matter to me. Look, if there's one thing my time in the Army taught me, it's to put my head down, not ask any questions.
Strange noises.
That's them.
Damn.
Don't worry, kid. You'll get used to it.
Hey, it's Larry. Push the button and save the thing.
Larry, hey, it's me. I need you to look up something for me. Company called Armadex Security. Got hired by them a few weeks ago. They present themselves as a scientific research facility, but I'm not so sure. Anyways, I'd appreciate it if you could do some digging for me and tell me what you find. Give Carol a squeeze for me, okay? And go easy on the booze.
Another quiet night.
That's all there ever is.
What, you complaining? Easiest money you'll ever make. How long you been here now? Month? Month and a half?
Try three.
Oh, jeez. What, it's November already? Time flies. Soon your hair will start going gray.
Don't jinx me.
Look, I'm just saying, the last few months have been smooth. You're a big improvement over the last guy.
Lefty? That's almost a compliment. Whatever happened to him?
He's gone. That's all that matters.
Hola.
Evening, Martha.
You ever wonder why Martha's cart always has a cover on it?
To be honest, no. I don't.
It's just that she's here to clean, right? Those are cleaning supplies. Why do they need to cover them? That doesn't seem strange to you?
You ask too many questions, kid. Go ask Prometheus what happens when you ask too many questions. I'm going to do a patrol. I'll see you in 20.
Copy that. Hey, is everything? Okay. Uh-oh. Hey, you left the door open. Damn. S2 to S1. Martha took off on us. Left the door wide open.
Did you say she left the door open?
Yeah.
Shut it. I'm on my way.
Hello?
Is someone there? Please, can you help me?
What is this place? It's a Some sort of lab? Hello?
Over here!
Whoa. Is that?
It's an electric cage. Don't touch it. Can you get me out?
How did you end up here? You're just a kid.
They took me while I was out on a walk. Please. They're horrible. They stick me with needles, and they hurt me. I just want to go home.
Oh, shit, this is messed up. We should call the cops.
No, Melinda knows them. She controls everything. I can tell you how. It's quick. Please.
Yeah. Okay, what do I do?
There's a control panel on the wall. See?
Got it.
Press the green button. Here's a code to turn off the cage. 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42. Now press the red button.
That's not good. How do I turn this off? Hey, kid? Kid! Where'd you go? Shit! Kid! Hey! Come back! I can help you!
What happened?
Did you see a girl run by?
What? A girl? What the hell are you talking about?
I think I screwed up.
Wait, you're telling me there was a kid in there? Are you telling me you went inside?
They had her in a cage.
You're right. You screwed up. You should have shut the door and left it alone.
They had a human being in there.
That is not your concern. You were being paid to do a job. God, we had a good thing going on here. And now you dragged me into this.
It's Melinda.
Oh, jeez. But she's gonna find out sooner or later. Might as well get it over with.
Oh. Hello?
Why didn't you guys call me? Did you not hear the alarm going off? What the hell is going on?
I've got a question for you. Why are you keeping children in cages?
You son of a bitch, did you go inside? Did you not hear me when I explicitly stated you don't have access?
Look, I didn't sign up for this.
Oh, yes, you did. You have to understand, it might look and sound like a child, but I assure you, it is anything but.
What? What are you talking about?
I'm on my way. I will explain when I get there. In the meantime, stay alert, stay close to Lefty, and whatever you do, don't open that gate. It's contained in the perimeter.
Okay, we gotta find that kid. We can't let them put it back in there.
We are not doing anything. You're gonna stay put while I look for the kid. Maybe there's still a chance to sort this whole thing out and keep our jobs.
Where's Lefty?
Went to find the kid.
Damn it! I said stay together. Which way did he go?
That way.
This gate does not open until I get back, is that clear?
Yeah. Where are you going?
To find Lefty!
Right, okay. Who's there? Is that you, kid?
Nope, just me.
Oh. Hey, man, any luck?
If I had, would I be coming back alone?
Good point. Melinda just went off to find you. I'll let her know you're back.
Don't bother. She's the one who sent me. Wanted me to grab something for her.
Oh, wait. Melinda said no one goes through that gate until she gets back.
Like I said, she's the one who told me to go. Check with her if you don't believe me.
Nah, man. You go ahead. I'm probably getting fired anyways.
Man down! We have a man down!
Who? The kid?
Lefty! I am staring at Lefty's body!
What are you talking about? Lefty's here with me.
That's not Lefty!
Hey! Melinda, what the hell is going on?
Where is he?
He drove off.
Get in my car! Get in the car now!
Lord.
see which way it went?
It turned right, I think.
You think? Just keep your eyes peeled.
What happened to Lefty? And where's the kid?
There is no kid. Don't you get it?
No. Please explain.
We caught something. Something evil. We tried hiding it away inside that box, but now it's out, and I want you to know what we're up against, because the whole world's in danger. It's a deceiver. A shapeshifter. It can look or sound like anyone and change in the blink of an eye, so we have quite the task ahead of us. I hope you're ready, because we have a devil to catch.
Maybe you should lead with that in your job interview. Must guard evil creature. I'm sure you'd get a ton of resumes.
Is this a joke to you? It won't be nearly as funny when this thing is snapping your neck. You want to survive tonight, you need to do exactly as I say.
Armadex, be advised. I just saw your truck pull into Zed and Cindy's diner. You want me to handle this?
Negative 32, I'm on my way. No one in or out till I get there.
Morning, Melinda.
Anybody leave the restaurant since you saw the truck pull in?
No, ma'am. Ma'am with a beard walked in 10 minutes ago. No one's gone in or out since.
Okay, great. Here's how this is gonna go. Nap, you're out back. Dante, you're coming in with me. Follow my lead and keep your gun ready. That thing's not walking out of that place alive. Safe word is chameleon. Is everybody clear?
Yep.
Crystal.
I need everyone in here against the wall. Now. Dante, clear the back.
What are you doing?
Just follow my lead and do as I say. Where's the owner?
I'm here. Listen, we got less than $100 in the drawer, so if you're trying to rob us, you picked a bad day to do it.
I don't want your money. I need everyone in this place in front of me, pronto.
Okay.
Is this everyone? Two customers, one waitress, and you?
I'm no waitress. I'm his wife. It's my name that's out there on the front of the building.
I don't care where your name is, so long as you cooperate.
Building's clear.
All right, I need everyone's attention. We are in the pursuit of a dangerous criminal, and we believe that individual is in this restaurant. More to the point, we believe that individual is one of you. One of you is not who you say you are.
What's he look like?
I will ask the questions. We're going to figure this out as quickly as possible. Waitress.
It's Cindy.
Cindy, you're married to him?
Going on 36 years.
Easy.
Please, Zell, put the gun down. Don't hurt my Zed, please. What do you want?
I want you to answer my questions. 36 years. You must know his body pretty well. Tell me something about his body only you would know.
What? What do you mean?
Is there a mark on Zed's body that only you would know?
There's a tattoo on his chest.
Where?
Over his heart.
What is it, the tattoo?
It's our wedding date in Roman numerals.
Take off your shirt and turn around.
Hey, take it easy. Melinda, maybe we should talk about this.
Shut up, Dante. You were complicit with your partner when he killed that kid. This is not the time to grow a conscience.
There. Are you satisfied now?
Not yet. Now it's your turn, honey.
Oh.
Easy.
Zed, do something. She's got a gun to my head.
Easy. Let's just do what she says. My wife has a C-section scar on her stomach.
Gotta be more unique than that.
Okay. I'm sorry, honey. She's wearing a wig.
Zed!
She has a condition. It's making her lose her hair.
Take it off.
What? No. No, please.
Take it off or your husband dies. Be grateful. That wig just saved your life.
Melinda, what I did with my partner, I've regretted every day of my life. These people are innocent. We can't hurt them.
One of them isn't. Okay, two to go. Tough guy here and this frail old lady who's a bundle of nerves. Hasn't stopped shaking since we walked in. Let's start with you, tough guy. Give me your phone.
Okay.
You married?
Yeah, I'm married. I mean, what is it to you?
Let's call your wife. I hope for your sake she picks up.
Hello? Where the hell are you?
Ma'am, I'm here with your husband now, and I'm going to ask him a question. I need you to confirm that answer for me.
Who is this? Dale? Don't tell me you are cheating on me again.
What's your anniversary?
August. Shit. August 15th?
Is that correct?
Hell no, it's not correct. And you still haven't given me your name, bitch.
Okay, Dante. Shoot him in the head.
What? Whoa. It's the 25th. It's August 25th. I just get the numbers mixed up. And I'm not cheating on you, sweetie. I promise.
Is he right?
The 25th? Yeah. Not that it'll matter after I divorce his ass.
You'll live to see another day. That leaves only one suspect left.
Look out!
The old lady! She's running from the bathroom! I got her!
Show me your hands! Wait! Don't shoot! What the hell? You look just like me!
Except I'm prettier.
Back away from the gun. Both of you.
Melinda, don't believe this guy. It's me. He stole my face.
No, it's me. I'm Dante. Don't trust him. He's trying to trick you.
Shut up! What's the safe word? I said stay away from that gun!
Oh, thank you. I wasn't sure you'd believe me.
Don't thank me yet. What's the safe word?
What?
The safe word. The one I told you before we came in.
Oh, damn. Give me a minute. I can remember. Just give me a second, okay? I can remember. I just don't think well under pressure, all right? So, okay, just give me a second. Just give me a minute.
Sorry about this, Dante.
Wait, no! Wait. I can remember!
I have to be sure.
Well, my ghastly cohort, looks like there are a few openings at Arvidex. Just remember to research your employer before taking a new job. For now, I'll say goodnight.
What do we have here? An imposter? I'm the real Mr. Boogie.
No, I'm Mr. Boogie. Well, you certainly are handsome. I think I'm in love. Until we meet again.
Bad Vibes stars Justin McElroy and is created and directed by Jake Emanuel and Willie Block. Shifter was written by Derek Hutchins, stars Marin Dungey as Melinda, Don Norwood as Dante, Robert Catrini as Lefty. Additional performances by Peter D. Michael, Mara Schuster Lefkowitz, Tara Brennan, Jim Kane, Douglas Weston, Eddie Keller, Angela Trimber, Chris Grace, Vincent Ward, Abigail Marlowe, Deb Hyatt. Executive produced by Rob Herding, David Henning, Noah Gersh, Jamie Sheffman, Nick Panama, and Justin McElroy. Original audio production, music, and sound design by Salt. Produced by Tess Ryan. Production manager, Jack Friedman. Salt head of post-production, Liz LeMay. Original music and composition by Ryland Blackington. Q-Code head of music, Darren Johnson. Salt head of engineering, Jordan Galvin. Assistant Engineering by Neely Oftering. Q-Code Head of Engineering, Ryan Walsh. Edited by Noah Kowalski. Assistant Editing by Beatrice Neronia. Sound Design by Will Digby. Mixed by David Williams. Casting Director, Andrea Bunker. Assistant Director, Liz T. Miles. Script Supervisor, Liam Hooper. Production Coordinators, Brandon Wisner and Bree Doering. Additional script supervisor, Nicole Jolly. Production assistant, Nathan Yan. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Bad Vibes is a Q-Code production.
Hey guys, Heather Ashley here, host of the Big Mad True Crime Podcast. If you're looking for a true crime podcast with all of the details and none of the small talk, you have found your people. Each week, we dive deep into a new case and learn everything there is to know, from getting to know the victim and the impact their case has had on those around them, to the investigation into what happened to them and who is or might be responsible. And if the bad guy looks like he might drink whiskey by a dumpster or has the social skills of an ogre, we say it because we were all thinking it anyway. As the name suggests, we get big mad over true crime, and I would love to have you join our incredible community of listeners with big hearts and zero time for small talk. Subscribe to Big Mad True Crime anywhere you listen to podcasts and listen to new episodes every single Monday.
Hey, this is Eric Molinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.